after inventing insulin, Canadian surgeon Frederick Banting saves the life of a 3-year-old boy who only weeks after receiving insulin injections returns to a healthy weight. An elite athlete, a gold medalist, a fierce competitor from a line of Olympic champions.
All right, good, coming out.
With the determination and the will to win, Gary Hall Jr. is the picture of health. But in 1999, his life turned upside down.
I just remember I'd get shaky in the middle of practice. I didn't know what was happening. And I'd have to get out, had to sit down. And as an athlete, I'm really in tune with my body, and to lose control of your body, it's scary.
Gary has always been strong and extremely athletic. His life seemed storybook perfect. He began to look toward the next Olympics in Sydney, Australia. But he was about to meet an opponent tougher than any he'd faced in the pool.
I kept getting sick. Practicing, getting the shakes. My legs went out from under me and I just had to sit down.
Before things started to go wrong, things were starting to go wrong.
Gary noticed his vision was blurry and he was thirsty all the time.
It was easy enough to write that off as part of the exhaustion.
He blamed it on hard training and just kept going. Then one night, he and Elizabeth went to a party at a friend's house.
About 11 o'clock, I got a call from Elizabeth on my cell, and she said, "You need to get over here right away. Gary's collapsed."
They thought Gary was simply exhausted and put him to bed that night, hoping he'd feel better in the morning. He didn't. So Gary Sr. took his son to the doctor.
First thing he did is he did a finger stick and took a sample of blood, put it in his glucose meter in the office, and he got the reading. She said, "Gary, you've got diabetes."
Gary Sr. figured his son's career was over. Gary has type 1 diabetes. The disease causes the pancreas to stop producing insulin, so people have to inject it to control their glucose or blood sugar levels.
I asked, "How is this going to affect my swimming?" And I was told that I should go get a second opinion from an endocrinologist, which I did, and his discouraging message was even more blunt, that it would be the end of my swimming career.
Gary was facing one of the many myths about diabetes, that people who have it can't play sports because intense exercise makes it too hard to control blood sugar. Exercise changes the body's need for insulin. With Gary's long workouts, his blood sugar levels could drop dangerously low.
I thought, it's just a matter of time. How many days, months, years do I have left? This is gonna knock years off my life.
He didn't want to live with the disease. He told me that he was going to end his life.
But then the fighting spirit that twice took Gary to Olympic gold kicked in. He returned to his training, determined to find a doctor who would tell him he would not be sidelined by diabetes. Dr. Ann Peters accepted the challenge.
I think the other doctors said he couldn't compete on such a high level because they didn't think they could guarantee his muscles would get enough glucose to win when it's a thousandth of a second between winning and losing. I think that they didn't want to give him false hope. But I looked at it the other way around, was that to take hope away from him was to destroy him. And I knew his whole life was about swimming, so why not give him the chance?
Dr. Peters had to figure out how to maintain Gary's glucose levels during the intense stress of training and competition.
We just worked on how his body would respond. It was a very individualized plan, and then it had to evolve. So training was different than racing. Each step of the way was something we learned together.
The plan Dr. Peters and Gary came up with worked. Only 1 year after his diagnosis, Gary made it to the Sydney Olympics. Gary won 4 medals in Sydney, 2 golds, a silver, and a bronze.
You see this wall of swimmers going down the pool, and they're all like within a tenth of a second of each other, and bam, they hit the wall. And you look up at the scoreboard, and you see your son's name with a big number 1 behind it. I just remember the elation that we couldn't believe that, you know, this kid diagnosed a year earlier with diabetes not only makes the Olympics, but he goes and he wins the Olympics. It doesn't get any better than that.